It was New Year's Eve, and Little Hedgehog was positively twirling through the night. She'd been out of school for a few nights, celebrating holidays, and now she was looking forward to her very first New Year's noon. As a nocturnal creature, Little Hedgehog slept during the day. But on New Year's noon, all the big hedgehogs and the tiny hedgehogs who were ready stayed up all the way until the sun was shining down from the tippy top of the sky. That's when the real excitement would begin. Last year, Little Hedgehog was able to stay up until 10 in the morning, just as all the hedgehogs in the area were gathering to do their annual New Year's sing-a-thon. But all of the off-key singing and the startling brightness of the morning sun had made Little Hedgehog start to feel woozy. And after a few minutes, Little Hedgehog's tiny eyes snapped shut. She curled up in a prickly little ball and started snoring loudly. Little Hedgehog's dad tucked her under his paw and carried her back to their burrow. This year was going to be different. Not only would she stay up all the way until noon, she also had very big plans for herself. This year, Little Hedgehog announced to her best friend BB, as soon as BB had stepped through the doorway of Little Hedgehog's burrow. This year, I will take part in the annual hedgehog roll. BB blinked.
Hello to you too, Little Hedgehog.
Little Hedgehog jumped, as much as a tiny hedgehog can jump, and clapped her teensy paws together in excitement.
Oh, BB, hello!
Will you help me train for it?
Okay, I'll help you. I'm not rolling, though. My mom says our family doesn't have the rolling gene.
I'm sorry to hear that, BB.
Nah, it's okay. I like just scampering and sitting.
Well, Little Hedgehog said with a sly grin, my dad told me that rolling isn't even really a hedgehog thing at all. That's a myth. He said,
only the crazy ones do it.
What Dad doesn't know is,
I'm a little crazy. BB and Little Hedgehog burst into giggles.
I can't disagree with that, Little Hedgehog.
Okay. Let's go over the hill to practice.
Oh, Dad!
Little Hedgehog's dad popped his head around the doorway, holding a teensy cup of tea in one paw.
Oh, hey, Little Hedgehog.
Hey, BB.
BB, I have some bugs to give your mom. Will she be at New Year's noon this year?
Oh, she won't be there. My mom says there's a reason hedgehogs sleep during the day. She doesn't like to mess with her routine. Wake at 5 in the evening, take our pet turtle for a walk, then work, then Zumba.
Okay. Well, I'll just drop those bugs by your burrow sometime this week.
Alrighty. Bye, Dad.
Little Hedgehog laced her arm through BB's and began shuffling towards the door of her burrow.
Hold on a second. Where are you two going? Shouldn't you be taking a nap if you really want to stay up until noon? Dad thought for a moment.
He looked closer at Little Hedgehog. She was wearing a belt, which these nights was not unusual. Ever since Little Hedgehog had learned that she could not wear hats to school, she'd been building a belt collection. Her belt collection included party belts, costume belts, superhero belts, and stay-at-home casual belts. The belt she was wearing today was one of her sparkly party belts. That meant she was going somewhere special.
Little Hedgehog, where are you going?
just to the,
Little Hedgehog, I asked you a question. Where are you headed in that sparkly belt of yours?
You got me, Dad. Thing is, BB and I...
BB turned and looked at Little Hedgehog and coughed.
I was thinking that this year, since I'm so incredibly big now, I'm ready for the annual
Hedgehog. The what? What did you say? You were mumbling.
Okay. I would like to participate in the annual hedgehog roll.
Dad gaped. Little Hedgehog, you realize that rolling down a huge hill, it's not that safe or easy to do. Those hedgehogs have practiced a lot. Little Hedgehog giggled.
Oh, Dad, I know that. Don't worry, I'm going to have help.
Help? Dad asked, glancing at BB with a puzzled expression. BB just shrugged.
Oh, yes. The New Year's Noon fairies are going to help me.
Dad sighed and ran a paw through his prickles. The New Year's Noon fairies, you said?
Yes.
I've never heard of those.
Well, that's not surprising because they're very small and easy to miss. I was falling asleep the other morning, and I was thinking, how do all those hedgehogs roll down that big hill? They must have some sort of help to do it. And that's when it hit me. The fairies help them. And the fairies are going to help me.
Wow, BB said, smiling. That's going to be so cool.
Okay, right. Except, Dad said, I don't think there are going to be fairies. I mean, fairies, of course, exist. Everyone knows that. But I really don't think there are going to be fairies at New Year's Noon. I don't think that's a thing.
I'm pretty sure it's a thing, Little Hedgehog said, smiling.
I think it's a thing,
BB said, grinning. Dad could see this was not going to be simple. He took a sip of his tea, considering how to proceed. Dad watched as Little Hedgehog twirled around their burrow, listing all the exciting things she'd see at New Year's Noon.
And when the sun is in the tippy-top part of the sky, it's going to wink at me, Dad. I really can't wait for that. And I can't wait to see the butterflies. I've never seen a butterfly before, but I'm fairly certain that they will all tip their little hats to me as they flutter around me and land on my prickles.
Dad shook his head and glanced at BB, who was grinning ear to ear.
And, BB chimed in, I'm excited to see the rainbows.
Me too,
Little Hedgehog squealed with delight. The rainbows?
Yes,
we learned that rainbows appear in the day sky after a sun shower.
That's true, but it's highly unlikely that...
Oh, Dad!
Don't worry.
I had a dream about it. It'll happen.
Of course, Dad knew what was going on. Little Hedgehog's big imagination had taken flight in a big way. He took a deep breath and took another sip of his tea.
It's all right, Dad, Little Hedgehog continued. Even if there are no fairies and no rainbows, even though there totally will be, I'll be fine. As long as there are elephants, I'll be happy.
Dad spit out his tea.
Elephants?
Little Hedgehog and BB giggled.
We learned at school that elephants are awake during the day. So we'll get to see them for the first time, now that we'll be awake during the day.
Dad sighed. Elephants are technically awake during the day, but there are no elephants in our forest. They live very far away, across an ocean. Little Hedgehog and BB just giggled.
Oh, Dad,
Don't worry. You'll see. Little Hedgehog prattled on and on and on. Dad finally finished his tea. Okay, how about this? I will come with you and you can practice and see if your plan to roll down the hill will actually work.
Yay!
Yay! Little Hedgehog and BB scurried out of the burrow, with Little Hedgehog's dad shuffling along behind. At the big hill, Little Hedgehog discovered she was not the only hedgehog to have the grand idea of practicing before the sun came up. There were about a dozen other hedgehogs, some accompanied by tough-looking trainers.
All right, what you need to do is tuck with extreme force, then launch yourself forward so that your head hits the ground like so. Then you need to roll, roll. Doesn't matter if you hit a rock, never stop rolling.
My, what a lovely night it is, Little Hedgehog enthused.
Yes, it looks like the sun might be coming up soon,
BB observed. They could see streaks of purple painted across the horizon. Little Hedgehog's dad glanced around at all the tough-looking hedgehogs practicing their roles.
Tuck your head, one trainer shouted gruffly. Good, now launch.
Dad's eyes widened as the hedgehog a few feet away launched himself into the air and hit the ground, a tightly curled ball of prickles descending down the hill at a frightening velocity. Little Hedgehog and BB didn't even seem to notice.
Okie dokie, where were we? Little Hedgehog said.
You were about to practice rolling down the mountain,
BB said, ever the reliable friend.
Right.
Little Hedgehog put her paws up in the air, then crouched into a lunge, grunting.
Little Hedgehog, whatcha doing there?
Dad asked, an amused expression on his face for the first time that morning.
Doing my stretches, Dad.
She's doing her stretches, Mr. Hedgehog,
BB repeated.
Oh, okay. Dad said, smiling and nodding.
Then, something glorious happened. Something that Little Hedgehog had never seen before in her life. The sun came up. At first, it just peeked over the tree line, outlining the trees in whitish orange. Little Hedgehog was transfixed by the sight. She and BB watched as the sun's glow slowly spread upward and outward, as the sun took on a yellowish tint and the darkness receded. The stars became invisible against the light sky.
Wow. Wow.
Pretty cool, huh? Not many little hedgehogs get to see this. Even on New Year's noon, since they should be napping.
Thanks for letting us come, Dad.
Thanks, Mr. Hedgehog.
Hey, Dad, Little Hedgehog said carefully. I know you're not really a fan of my plan to roll down this enormous hill without any prior training.
Well, when you put it that way, yeah, you're right. I'm not a big fan, Dad said, chuckling.
I was thinking maybe I don't...
Excuse me?
Little Hedgehog, her dad, and BB turned to see an enormous rabbit looming over them. She was holding a clipboard.
Oh, hello there. How can we help you? Dad asked.
I'll need to double-check that you are registered for today's event. All rollers must be properly registered.
It's a bit early for that, isn't it? New Year's noon is still hours away.
Why, thank you, the rabbit said, blushing. I pride myself on being early.
Little Hedgehog and BB exchanged looks.
Now then, have you registered?
I registered yesterday, Little Hedgehog announced proudly.
Well, well, let's take a look-see at my list. Ms. Haberschmidt, no, Mr. Chow, Mr. Akinwande, no, that can't be right. Ah, is this you?
Ms. Hedgehog?
Little Hedgehog shook her head.
Actually, it's Hedgehog.
Oh,
the rabbit tutted.
There's an extra E in here.
I really like the letter E. Sometimes they add an extra for fun,
Little Hedgehog said brightly. The rabbit frowned at Little Hedgehog, but put a nice check mark next to her now corrected name. As the rabbit hopped over to the next hedgehog, Little Hedgehog's dad narrowed his eyes.
So, you registered, huh?
Of course, Dad. I'm very organized when I'm motivated.
I see. Maybe next time you can tell me you're planning to do something like this.
Okay, Dad.
Little Hedgehog, what were you going to say before that rabbit came over? It sounded like you might have decided not to do the roll after all. Little Hedgehog giggled.
Oh, Dad, I was going to say maybe I don't need to practice. I already feel totally ready to roll. Plus, the fairies are going to help me.
Dad sighed. A few hours later, the hill was positively blanketed with prickles. Prickles on the backs of hedgehogs, that is. Little Hedgehog and Bibi were nearly delirious from being up so late in the day. The annual sing-a-thon had been even more raucous this year than last, and all around them grown-up hedgehogs were dancing and celebrating New Year's noon.
Dad, Little Hedgehog asked, her eyes a bit wild, how much longer? Is it almost noon?
In about 30 seconds.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
All of the hedgehogs participating in the annual hedgehog roll took their places on the peak of the hill. Little Hedgehog, are you sure you want to do this?
Oh, Dad, don't worry. I'll be totally fine.
I'm going to be right nearby to get you if you look like you're in any trouble, Dad said.
Me too, Bibi added. I'll be fine. I'm ready,
Little Hedgehog trilled. She took her place just as the countdown to New Year's noon began.
10. 9.
All of the hedgehogs started curling themselves into balls. Little Hedgehog gave Dad and Bibi one last little wave, then tucked her head down so she was just a tiny ball of prickles on the tippy top of the grassy hill.
2. 1. Happy New Year's Noon!
As dozens of hedgehogs launched themselves down the hill, it looked as if the hill itself was covered in a layer of rippling prickles, moving in waves downward. Some hedgehogs, like the ones who had arrived early with their tough trainers, were already practically at the bottom, having hurled themselves with such tremendous force. Others were leisurely trickling down the hill. One hedgehog had unfurled herself and was giggling maniacally as she tumbled head over paws. Dad and Bibi kept looking for Little Hedgehog, but they couldn't find her among the tumbling hedgehogs. Then Bibi pointed.
Mr. Hedgehog, is that Little Hedgehog?
They both looked at what appeared to be a tiny ball of prickles, still perched on the hilltop.
Uh-oh.
Dad scampered over as fast as his little legs could carry him. When he reached Little Hedgehog, he heard a curious sound. Dad started laughing. Bibi arrived a moment later and heard the sound, too. She started giggling. After a morning of daydreams and delirium, laughter and singing, with the sun shining down brilliantly, Little Hedgehog was fast asleep. Dad leaned over Little Hedgehog and tapped her gently. She didn't wake up. Dad carefully lifted Little Hedgehog, still curled up, and carried her towards home. Bibi followed behind, yawning. Dad dropped Bibi off at her burrow, then continued on. As he plodded along, it started drizzling. Tiny raindrops fell on Little Hedgehog's nose. Little Hedgehog's eyes opened as Dad carried her. The bright sun made her blink.
Dad,
Little Hedgehog murmured,
Oh, you're awake, Dad said as he trudged along.
Oh, Dad, I did a great job rolling, didn't I?
Dad smiled. Yes, you did. The elephants were all very impressed. Little Hedgehog smiled sleepily.
Really?
Yep. The light rain had stopped, and the sun was shining again.
Hey, Dad, look.
They were just steps from their burrow now, Little Hedgehog still curled up on her dad's back. Dad looked up and glanced around.
Over there, Dad, above the trees. Look.
Dad looked up. Above the tree line, there was not just one, but two of them, arcing across the midday sky.
See, Dad? I told you there'd be rainbows.
Dad grinned. Yes, you did.